Hi, everyone, and welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Caraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward as we march towards 2026. So today I'm joined by Amy Anderson, Senior Director of Market and Consumer Research at Cox Automotive, who's going to be sharing insights from the recent AI readiness study completed by our research and intelligence team. And so I ask her on today to not only give all of our viewers and insiders an inside look at the key findings and results, but to really dive into what the data reveals about dealer attitudes towards AI, adoption challenges, and strategies for success. And we all know that AI is such a buzzword, and she's here to break down where we are today and where dealers are headed. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jade.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. Amy, based on the study, is AI just a buzzword or are dealers truly embracing it? Like, what does the data tell us about their confidence and commitment to AI? And so the real question is it just hype or are dealers actually starting to lean in?
Well, I can attest to the buzz. I think my inbox is bombarded every single day with messages and things about AI. But what the study has allowed us to do is to really confirm that it is more than just hype. So we spoke to over 500 dealers, and so pretty good sampling to say that they've really jumped on board. 81% of dealers are saying that AI is here to stay and that it's worth their time to learn about AI and bring that into their operation, which is really encouraging. Even more, 63% believe that investing in AI today is critical to their own long-term success. So I would say the shift is real and, you know, accelerating each and every day.
Yeah, and we're hearing the same thing. You know, we're just back from the Modern Retailing Conference and Used Car Week, and it is here to stay. And I think we're starting to really see like that cultural shift in dealerships where everybody's starting to get a little bit excited. They're starting to use AI in their personal life. They're moving in that direction. So I love the stats that you shared there. We know that optimism is high, but what are the biggest barriers? Like trust, training, or is it something else? So my big question there is, like, how do you believe dealers can overcome the challenges to accelerate adoption and what's holding them back from going full throttle with AI?
Yeah. So you mentioned trust and training, Jade, and honestly, both of those are spot on. Related to trust, nearly three quarters, so 74% are worried already that AI is making errors, right? And that makes sense. The technology is new and that lack of trust, it's just going to partly take time, right, for people to build confidence in that. But we also see another 69% that are questioning the reliability of their own data. So again, it's building confidence there. It's that old adage of like garbage in, garbage out. So getting over that and understanding where that data is really coming from and how to best leverage it. And then 66% back to training. So needing more education around what these tools are and what they can do for them. So there's a lot of optimism, but a lot of them are overwhelmed at the same time. And it makes sense. Dealer processes are complex. Everyone's looking for speed, but it's going to take some investment and some time to get those processes in place to see that benefit. But those that are ahead, those that are doing it and making the time, making the investment, they're telling us they are seeing these benefits already.
Yeah, that's great. And we just keep telling our dealers, like, you just have to start. Don't be afraid to tiptoe. You don't have to jump all in head first right out of the gate, but you just have to start. So from your perspective, what sets the successful dealers apart? How important is having a formal plan versus kind of reacting to vendor pitches, knowing that AI is probably one of the keywords in just about every vendor product pitch these days? And then what's the secret sauce for the dealers who are truly winning right now with AI?
Yeah, that's a good question. You mentioned reacting, and that's exactly how I would describe some dealers, like just being reactionary, adopting solutions, whether that's as vendors approach them or they hear about that next cool thing. And that's good, right? We want everybody testing the waters and trying these things. But what we've seen is the dealers that set out with a formal plan, maybe they're more methodical in the way that they're going about it, but those are the ones that are ahead of the curve. They've taken a moment to pause, to look at their business, to identify where they have a clear business need. And the other thing is they start small, figure out with a pilot how to scale this. And then the last thing is they work with that, right? They iterate on this process. They review monthly performance, make small adjustments, pivots if needed. But that's really key. Those are the ones that are more likely to be reporting a stronger performance, to seeing the results already. And so it's not really guesswork. It's just really being focused on the smart execution that seems to pay off.
Yeah, excellent advice. We often say on this podcast to our clients, plan your work and work your plan. And I'm going to start dropping AI in there. Plan your AI and then AI your existing plans. Start finding the little places that you can start having some incremental wins or tests for what you're already doing and then measure it. So let's talk about something that's really important to our viewers and listeners, which is practical applications. AI, adoption and application. It is the big A in my 2026 acronym for success, which is ROAD. We'll talk more about that later on. But where are dealers seeing the most value? Is it marketing, pricing, F&I? And what really differentiates those that are getting the results? Where's AI showing up the most? And how is it making an impact right now based on the results of the study?
Yeah, so we'll start with what's most prevalent. And if you think marketing and communications, over half, 60% are out there testing the waters. And most of those are doing so in those things like chatbots, personalizing emails and texts, even data-driven content, if you think like SEO, like creating content using AI. But usage of those tools does not necessarily equate to the tools that are having the greatest impact for them. The real game changers go back to those that have identified the specific need, the low-hanging fruit within their own dealership and their own operations, and turn to AI to solve them. So some will tell you it's market-based pricing. Others will tell you it's predictive tools to prioritize their outreach, to be able to use their resources more wisely. But really, it's about understanding what's going to help them the most. And then those dealers are the ones that, again, are seeing the higher revenues, increased efficiency, and even greater profitability. But they're solving for what they need, and that's really the key.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the differentiation. Like, usage is one thing, impact is something else. And so as we're thinking about measurement, I think we should all be thinking in those categories. How, you know, what is the adoption rate? How is it being used? And then what is the actual impact in efficiency, savings, effectiveness, you know, time spent, number of customers that you're able to touch with really relevant content, et cetera. So lastly, I think it is important that we call out the elephant in the room, and that's that many people, not just dealers, assume that AI implementation is just too hard. They're still scared of it, scared of those entry barriers. So what does the study reveal about that perception? And what advice would you give to dealers who are hesitant? Like, what's the myth? And then what about AI are dealers busting today?
I think it's always hard, right? So anything new is always hard. But I guess the good news is that those that have embraced it and adopted it, 81% are telling us that it was easier than they expected, which is always a good thing to hear. I think the biggest key there is what we talked about earlier in starting small, solving for one real business problem and building up from there. I mean, you don't have to be a technical wizard. There's not a magic bullet to this stuff. And it's moving too fast for there to be one, honestly. But again and again, it's the people that are ahead that told us they had a plan. They have a champion within their dealership that's really bringing that forward, and they have a clear goal. Pretty soon, if that's the case, they start to see the improvements and faster workflows and better customer engagement. And so I don't know that we can bust that there's work there involved, but I think AI is only as hard as your strategy is vague.
Yeah. Plan your AI and AI your plan. And I love that last stat. 81% of dealers said that it was easier to implement than what they had expected. So just get started. Amy, thank you for joining me today. We are in an era of introducing new ways of re-education with AI and how we do business, all with the goal, of course, of driving more ROI and protecting both our team's time and our spend. And for those that know, I love a good acronym. As I mentioned a moment ago, this year's is ROAD, which is ROI focus, omnichannel, everything from appraisal to acquisition to consumer experience to measurement approach. And then that big A, AI adoption and application, and then data-driven decision-making. And so I look forward to continuing this conversation throughout 2026 and encourage everyone listening to explore the full AI readiness study. And we're going to link it in these show notes here for you. So Amy, great work as always by you and your team. And thank you for conducting such coveted and highly needed studies for our industry and our clients.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap for today. Whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or watching on our Auto Trader B2B homepage, we sure are glad that you're here. And if you'd like to be a subscriber and receive exclusive bonuses throughout the year, visit b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward. And you'll also find the link to this study we discussed today. So be sure to subscribe and be among the first to access it. Not only this one, but as more studies are released throughout the year. I'm your host, Jade Terraberry. Thank you for joining us on The Road Forward. Tune in next week for more unjaded discussions with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what's next for all of us on the road ahead in the automotive industry. As always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.